Australian author Michael Trant has a new book out. It's called Wild Dogs. He joins us to have a chat about it this morning. Michael, how are you doing?
Very well, thanks, Andrew. How's yourself?
Not too bad. Michael, tell us what Wild Dogs is all about.
So it's an outback adventure thriller. I wanted to write something sort of along the lines of what Will Smith might have come up with if he was Australian. And it's about an old dog trapper fella working out in the W outback, and he comes across a people smuggling operation and inadvertently rescues a Afghan refugee, and the two of them sort of end up pairing up to go and find a refugee's family and, yeah, get into all sorts of strife.
Mate, if you're going to follow the line of Wilbur Smith, now there should be another five generations to follow on from this book, and eventually you'll go back to ancient Egypt. Is that how it's going to work?
Oh, yeah, no, if I can get half the number of books he's sold, that'd be brilliant, yeah.
Interesting combination of characters that you've got in this book.
Yeah, I wanted a bit of conflict between the two characters. I wanted to see, sort of explore what happens when someone who's lived in the outback their entire life and sort of never really been exposed to anything outside of that world suddenly gets thrust into a whole different scenario, and they've sort of got to adapt and change and use their skills to get by. So, yeah, it was just an interesting combination and sort of mirrors a bit of what I picked up on when I was working on mines and ended up working with a heap of people from all over the world. So, yeah, just wanted to sort of explore that and make it a bit of an exciting story.
When you think about your characters and you create them, do you base them upon real people that you've known, or do you take bits and pieces from different people and put them together Frankenstein style?
Yeah, pretty much Frankenstein. Like someone will say something sort of sticks you, and someone else has got a little tick that you think, oh, that's quite interesting. You don't really realise you're doing it at the time, but
yeah,
you sort of go back and you can recognise, oh, that's where that came from and all that sort of thing. So, yeah, and then other characters you've sort of got to make up from scratch because you don't really know anyone who's that bad. So,
Michael, it's a question I like to ask a lot of authors. Do you miss the characters when you finish writing about them?
Yeah, you do, because they do come alive in your head. Like, even if you've got this plan for what you want them to do, sometimes it just doesn't work out that way, which is really hard to explain to people who don't write, because they think, well, you're the one writing it. You're
God. You can choose what happens.
Exactly. You can make them do it, and you can, but then it just doesn't feel right for that character. They become a real person in your head. So, yeah, it is hard to say goodbye to them, and, yeah, but then you sort of start on the next one, and the whole process repeats.
Well, I joked about it before with Wilbur Smith, but you've got no interest in going back to the same characters and extending their story further at all?
Exploring it, yeah. That option's always there, so I'm hoping we can do something. But I'm not sure what that is at the moment. So that was because when they signed up Wild Dogs, they signed up a second book, which was unplanned, unwritten, and unthought of. So it's sort of, yeah, it's a bit of a hurry to get the next one done.
Do you feel some pressure under those circumstances?
A little bit, because it's the first time I've had a deadline, but I'm one of those people that works really well with a deadline. Otherwise, I'll just procrastinate and leave it to the last minute. So, yeah, I did say that before. So, no, give us a deadline, make it a good one, and it'll get done. So, yeah, I think if you know how you work, you can sort of use that to your advantage.
Is there basically a difference between writing for yourself as a joy that turns into a book that you can then sell to having a deadline when all of a sudden this is now a job?
Yeah, I think it is. But ever since my first one was published, Review Station, I'd written a few more manuscripts since then, and I tried to treat them like a job. Like, I'm pretty fortunate, work's fairly flexible and I can sort of take extended periods of time off. It's pretty seasonal. So when I was home trying to finish a manuscript, I would actually try and, get up and have a coffee and start writing and try and write for a few hours and go and do something and then sort of come back to it like you would a job. So, yeah, but it certainly is different, because when I got stuck on other manuscripts, I'd go and start something else, whereas this time around I am trying to get this one finished in time. So.
That's the worst part of procrastination, isn't it, when you're thinking all of a sudden about something else? Oh, I'd like to start writing about that, but I've got to get this finished.
Yeah, it is. It's a double-edged sword sometimes, because having that extended break from a manuscript can really help, you come back to it with fresh eyes a few months later. So, yeah, I'd be interested to see how it goes. I did warn my publisher, look, this one's probably not going to be as polished as the first one, because I spent about 3 years on this first one. So.
Ooh, talk about a labour of love. And just on the setting, Michael, it sounds like a part of the world that you're fairly familiar with.
Back when I was farming in my own right, we ended up buying a sheep station out at the Murchison, and my wife at the time, she spent most of the time out there, and I was on the farms in Geraldton, which is on the WA coast, and sort of back and forth a fair bit. And yeah, it's just a really nice part of the world. Like, it's remote, dry, hot, dusty, but then, you know, it rains and wildflowers come out. And yeah, it's just a good place to go camping, and just, yeah, it's a nice part of the world. And it's just a really good setting for this sort of story.
Well, for those of us in the eastern states, visiting Western Australia is near on an impossibility at the moment, but we can do it via Michael Trant's new book, Wild Dogs. Michael, thank you very much for writing it. Thanks for joining us to have a chat.
Yeah, not a problem. Thank you very much for having me.